This is Pam Mack, and I'm making this audio file to try to give you a more informal sense of what this course is about. The syllabus will tell you all the rules and all the expectations, and I've written a welcome page that tries to stress what you most need to know. But I don't feel like that captures very well the question of why are you taking this course, or at least what am I trying to give you in this course? What's important to understand to make sense of where this course is going is that this course meets two requirements. It's an STS course, it meets the new Science and Technology in Society requirement, and it also meets the social science requirement. Actually, the social science requirement is the easy one. The social science requirement is about understanding what social scientists and history is sort of halfway between the humanities and social science, but is considered a social science for purposes of the state of South Carolina. What do social scientists do? And so as we go along in this course, I'm going to be now and then talking about particularly the books and what's this book trying to do? What kinds of ideas is this book trying to get you to think about? So there's the first trick to this course. It's not just a course about learning facts. If you had a high school history course in high school that was just about learning facts, this is going to be very different. This is going to be about ideas, about ways of analyzing things, and about looking and saying, what's this author doing? Or when you go and do your outside project where you go to a museum, the field experience, the question will be, what's the person who designed this exhibit trying to say? And do you agree? Do you think that's the most useful thing to say? So you can't just look through, if you're thinking of a book, you can't just look through the book to the facts. You've got to consider what approach is the author taking. That's one piece of what social scientists, thinking about what social scientists do. We'll talk about other pieces as we go along. What I want to explain more is this thing, science and technology in society. This is a new requirement at Clemson. It went into effect just a year ago, and people are still trying to understand what it's about. Background is students used to be required to take two semesters of lab science. But even the scientists began to recognize that that maybe wasn't what was most useful. Our world is very much affected by science and technology. Science and technology are changing the way we live, changing what we can do, changing the way our society works. We're not very far away, for example, from being able to clone human beings. Now, are we going to choose not to do that? We're going to choose to stop progress in that area? How's that going to affect our society? How's that going to affect our ideas even about what it means to be human, to be an individual? So technology is already having a big effect on our lives, may soon have an even bigger effect. I mean, what happens when we get to the point when computers are smarter than human beings? What difference does that make? So technology is having this effect on our lives. And how do we think about it? How do we think about what science and technology do, what we want them to do, how we might use them for good, how we might try to prevent any negative side effects? Well, if you want to think about those kinds of questions, taking a second semester of lab chemistry doesn't quite catch it. Now, if you take a chemistry course that talks about global warming and about pollution and about all the ways in which chemistry affects society, that's an STS course. And that captures more this concern that we need to think about how science and technology affect our lives. Now, you can take different kinds of SDS courses. Some SDS courses are science courses that also deal with SDS issues. This one's a history course that also deals with SDS issues. So to understand something about how science and technology affect our lives, we'll be looking mostly at history. I think that's a very useful approach because I think it's easier to see things by looking at the past than when you're right in the middle of them. But what I hope you're going to be able to do is take these historical examples that we talk about and apply them to the present, apply them to the future. Because I believe that questions about technology and how it affects our lives are questions that we're all going to have to be involved in as citizens. Public opinion matters. A lot of these decisions, do you think the decision about whether the cloning of human beings should be allowed, do you want to leave that decision to the politicians? What do the politicians know? Do you want to leave that decision to the medical scientists? I don't trust them. They have biases. They think this technology is cool. They'd like to be able to do it. The public, citizens, need to have a voice in these decisions. Now, whether that'll be a direct voice, some kind of referendum, probably not. But public opinion makes a big difference in policy making in this country. And so our opinions do matter. So that's what I think an SDS course is about. An SDS course is about trying to think about how science and technology affect our lives and have tools to have useful opinions about questions that come up in the present and the future. I'm going to stop there for now, since this is somewhat of an experiment. I need to see how this technology is working for me. I need to see how it's working for you. But please send me an email and tell me if you find this kind of voice recording useful, or whether you'd just rather have me type everything out and put everything in writing. That's all for today. Bye-bye.